I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Former congressional candidate John Ossoff is the latest Democrat to announce a run for the U.S. Senate. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on that announcement.
Ossoff runs an investigative documentary film company and lost the runoff for the extremely costly 6th congressional district race in 2017. His pitch then and now is that he will work to fight corruption and crooked politics in Washington. He joins former Columbus Mayor Teresa Tomlinson, Clarkston Mayor Ted Terry, and former Lieutenant Governor nominee Sarah Riggs Amico in the race to challenge Senator David Perdue next fall. But whoever doesn't win that nomination, as well as other interested candidates, can run for Georgia's other Senate seat in an open special election. That seat currently belongs to Senator Johnny Isaacson, who is stepping down at the end of the year. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
All the crew members have been rescued from that capsized container ship in St. Simon's Sound. The Coast Guard says they're now focusing on environmental protection, removing the ship, and resuming commerce. Altamaha Riverkeeper Jen Hilburn says her staff is watching closely for signs of fuel spilling into the water.
The environmental impact and the economic impact to our communities are sort of one and the same, and that is our biggest fear.
She says a spill could hurt both tourism and local fisheries, with oyster season set to open soon. The Coast Guard is using absorbent booms around the ship to contain anything that spills. Georgia farmers affected by Hurricane Michael and Tropical Storm Cindy will soon be able to apply for a piece of a $3 billion aid package. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says affected farmers can sign up through the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program starting tomorrow. Farmers in around 80 Georgia counties are eligible for funds if they suffered losses of certain crops, trees, bushes, or vines. The $3 billion heading to Georgia is part of a $19 billion aid bill passed in June after months of delay in Congress. Well, the Atlanta School Board has decided not to renew the contract of Superintendent Maria Kostarfin. The AJC reports that the board did not support her renewal earlier this summer, but waited until after the school year began to finalize the decision. Kostarfin's contract expires in June of next year. She's been with the district since 2014. And cases of e-cigarette users who have developed severe lung problems are being investigated by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, including here in Georgia. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
So far, two cases here meet the CDC definition of vaping illness, but those numbers could go up. The Georgia Department of Public Health is asking healthcare providers to report cases of severe respiratory illness after vaping. Nationwide, three people have died, and 450 cases of lung disease have been reported in 33 states. Dr. Dana Meany-Delman is with the CDC.
Most importantly, while this investigation is ongoing, people should consider not using e-cigarette products.
Health officials say serious symptoms include cough, shortness of breath, chest pain, nausea, and vomiting. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
And in sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Philadelphia Phillies last night 7-2. The first-place Braves have been red-hot recently, winning 10 of their last 11 games. Atlanta has a 9.5-game lead over the Washington Nationals. The Phillies are in third place, 15 games back in the NL East. The Braves are in Philly again tonight for a 7:05 game. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.